This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we call it Free Talk Live because, well, we open up the phone lines and allow you to call in and talk about whatever you want. So long as you aren't James in Arizona. Let's go back to the story, who, by the way, is on the line here waiting, and he's going to wait. We were talking about deaths of despair. This whole COVID-19 thing has turned America upside down, and it's obvious that the results are not going to necessarily be good. You drive people who are on the verge of suicide, on the verge of spousal abuse, on the verge of alcoholism, on the verge of unhealthy lifestyles. You drive them into their homes, make it so they're not allowed to talk to the people they love, except through Zoom meetings, and some of them are going to fall off the edge, and it's not going to be pretty. Now, Peakless Mountaineer, your claim was that it was something like, on average, 75,000?
75,000 people are expected to die. That's the median estimate.
Prediction, yeah.
Yeah, anywhere between 28,000 and over 150,000 are expected to die from deaths of despair. And one thing I wanted to bring up with that, to sort of tie it back into the Father's Day narrative, one of the facts that you'll find out is that there's a really large risk of men in particular dying when they have no occupation. For example, men retiring, that's one of the big issues for if you run an insurance company, is that they're more likely to die.
Yeah, once they retire, they're more likely to die.
Exactly. You don't have purpose, so you, for whatever reason, you just kind of shut down at that point.
I actually had a fire call where I went to a man's house who was, too infirm to work. He had been working up until about 9 months before that, and he was telling, it wasn't me, the fire chief was the one dealing with him, and a better man to deal with it. I am no first aid giver. You want me to direct traffic around an accident? Fine. You want me to hold a hose on a fire or even go into a burning building? Excellent choice. Dealing with people who have illnesses, I'm not your guy. But nonetheless, I was there, and I was taking notes on the pad that I'm supposed to take notes on, and it was a really sad thing. This guy was like 84, and he had, according to him, worked every day of his life since he was 12 years old. This is what he wanted to spend the time talking to the firefighters about. The guys who came to his house to deal with him, he was having some kind of medical episode. He wanted to talk about having worked from the time he was 12 to the time that he was presumably 83. And now for the last 9 months, he hasn't been able to work, and he wants to die, is what he said. And I presume he did. This has been a few years ago. And I think that that's pretty indicative for males. I mean, just kind of the thing they do.
Well, I mean, like we were talking about the difference in role of male and female parents, and one way or the other, like archetypically or just cliche, the expected role of the male is a protector and provider, among other things. And if you can't provide, well, that takes away your reason for being. So at least from that side of it, there's a whole bunch of people that have no ability to provide themselves. So all of the providing is done by the surrogate parent of the government.
Yeah, that is so. So is the COVID-19 is more likely to kill men, and apparently the resultant lockdown is more likely to kill men, too.
Well, a life without purpose is a life without meaning.
So, can you tell me a bit more about this? These predictions that 75,000 people, where's this come from?
Well, part of it was based on the increase in rate from the 2018. Let's see here. Which was the rate of 55.5 per 100,000 people. They also have a list of things that are expected to help out with this, and the first one on it is get people working.
That's a good thing. One of the ways to get people working is not giving them so much unemployment that they would rather be unemployed than work. But I think that's coming to an end in July anyway, so I don't think it's going
to
be a problem.
Importantly, to not make their jobs illegal or to not regulate them so much on an alleged temporary basis that it's not profitable to either them as the business owner or their boss.
Well, and one of the big issues that when you take away someone's work, I mean, their whole schedule goes completely out of whack. I mean, you have this set hours that you work, and you will arrange your life around it. So if you take the core out of the scheduling of your entire life, what do you expect to happen? So the first thing that goes off is that you've got no sleep schedule, or at least no mandatory sleep schedule.
Yeah, that's bad.
And yeah,
right, when you don't have to get up to be at work at a certain time. Even if you have to be at work at a Zoom meeting at a certain time, it's still, you know, the commute, the getting ready, and all those other things are knocked back, so you're still more likely to stay up later. I can tell you that, you know, it isn't good during the winter for me when my wife is gone, and I just don't have those normal real-life things that make me have to go to bed at a certain time and have, because I have to get up at a certain time. And it tends to push it back farther and farther. I've gotten better at dealing with it, but there were times when it wasn't so great. And I tend to think that, you know, people are making bad choices around alcohol. That isn't going to go well. It just doesn't. People are making bad choices around bedtimes. I'm sorry, it causes depression.
That's a fact.
It
causes depression, it causes systemic inflammation. It turns out it doesn't really matter that much when your bedtime is, but it does matter very much that it's the same time.
I think that there are people that are able to sort of work through the night. I've met a few of them, and they're fascinating to me, but Homo sapien is a diurnal creature.
And a social creature, and that's the second thing they list on here, is that a lot of it's about social isolation. I mean, people die when they're alone. I mean, if you take newborns and you do not look them in the face, they die. That's just what happens to tiny humans if you don't give them social interaction. Now, we can survive it because
if they do survive, they're going to go out and kill people later anyway.
There is that. Now, we can survive not having someone look us in the face because we just have enough cells to deal with that. But humans are such social creatures that if you take that away from them, we fall apart completely.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the downsides of the masks out there is that, and by the way, I have no idea what it's like to be by yourself during COVID-19. I haven't been for one minute. I mean, other than, I guess, minute, but not for a few hours, not for more than a few hours. I mean, you know, I go down to my office to get some work done. I guess I'm alone in my office, but there's not a day that has gone by when I didn't have somebody living in the same house with me during this whole COVID-19 thing. But a lot of people, you know, it's a status symbol to be able to live on your own. And then this happens. And they're locked in these giant filing cabinets of people in cities, and they just don't have much interaction. And the news is just constantly spitting out these stories that are confusing and contradictory, and you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. Is it okay to go and sit within 6 feet of somebody outdoors or not? Is it okay to sit more than 6 feet from somebody outdoors in the park or not? Is it acceptable to be indoors with a mask on within and all day long with a room full of people? I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff. I couldn't tell you. I sort of rely on the people, the people who have degrees in these sorts of things, and they don't seem to agree.
And that was one of the issues on this, is the uncertainty is one of the things that is killing people from this.
Yeah. People like certainty. Here's something in these uncertain times. They've always been uncertain times. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that he has his feet sitting up. Sit-ups that just put him down.
DinoVite.com.
I heard about DinoVite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of DinoVite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Equus Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you about Divi? Divi is one of those cryptocurrencies that you've been hearing about, but this one is made so easy that anybody can do it. It's supposed to be their wallet they're making is going to be so easy that your grandmother can use it. And not just that, but you can actually make Divi. You can earn Divi for yourself by getting involved in their multi-tiered masternode system. And Free Talk Live has done this, and it's been very successful for us. So go check out DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, Project.org. And Divi has, shot up in value in the last few weeks, and I presume it's still this day there. I haven't looked at anything in the last couple few days, but, get one of those masternodes, and you're going to make some money. Divi Project, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Let's go to Andrew, calling in from Ohio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, I want to talk about, since we're libertarians, I want to talk about these Democrat voters imitating the politicians that represent them. In 2016, there was a 26-hour sit-in, if you remember, by the goofy Democrats in Congress.
I don't, but I'll
believe
you.
It was over the Orlando nightclub shooting, and I was reading an article, because the Democrats always want more gun control, and the guy that killed, I think it was over 50 people at the gay nightclub, he was going to target Disney Springs or Disney World, but because of the large amount of police presence, there was security, armed security everywhere at Disney World. So he targeted the gay nightclub because he was looking for the most vulnerable gun-free zone. So he found the gay nightclub, and I don't understand why liberals don't understand this basic concept that mass shooters are looking for gun-free zones. They're going to violate the guns. I don't understand.
They might actually understand that, and they just know that it's a power grab. That's all.
Well, Democratic voters are Democratic politicians. Because if you're a Democratic politician, then yeah, you probably know that. If you're a Democratic voter, then you might not think about that.
Democratic voters, though, also talk about fighting the revolution, and I always ask them how they're going intend to do that without guns, and I've never gotten a great answer.
Yeah, and obviously this is, you're just talking about percentages here. Democrats, as a group, tend to be sort of anti-gun, but I have to be sort of the same way. I mean, Democrats want armed people to go around and take arms from armed people. This doesn't make any sense. But I did have a conversation one time. I was at a convention. It was a sales convention, not a libertarian convention. And I found myself the guy was asking about my radio program. I told him it was a libertarian radio program. He knew what that meant, which isn't always the case. This has been probably a decade. So the word libertarian, maybe it didn't have the penetration that it did. And he wanted to talk about guns. He was from California. He was in Las Vegas, and he wanted to talk about guns. And he said he was scared of these people having guns. Now, I'm not sure who these people were. It was just sort of an ambiguous statement. And I can understand there are lots of people in the world that I would prefer not to have guns. But, I told him, you're in Nevada where it's an open, you can have, anybody can have a gun around here. There could be guns right in here, right. In fact, there are guns in this room right now. And he's like, yeah, and I'm scared of it. And I don't know how to address fear as far as this goes. I don't fear. In New Hampshire and people, y'all probably have guns on you. I never think about it. I'm never concerned that I might be shot by one of my friends who have guns. And the idea that you're going to walk around in fear that anybody who's got a shirt that's untucked is sporting a piece and going to shoot you just doesn't make any sense to me. It's tragic when these things happen, but these things are going to happen in a society where people have guns. I mean, it's just the more guns, there's going to be more gun crime, and that's the way that is. And I get that liberals want to diminish that, but they probably won't be successful. There are two guns for every American right now. And the idea that we're going to somehow make that go away, this isn't England. This isn't Australia. These aren't islands, and you can't control this situation.
And I don't know how much you can control it on islands anymore since we have 3D printers that can make. I mean, they're not as high quality yet, but if they needed to be, we'd probably get there fairly quickly.
Pretty soon you will be able to 3D print I think you can.
No, you can 3D print a gun. You just can't 3D print a high-quality gun, as far as I know.
You can use a... you can get a piece of aluminum and cut it with a mini CNC machine and make a gun. And you can make one that works pretty well. And that's, you know, another issue. I think it's also worth mentioning that concealed carry permit holders are remarkably safe people. They are, in fact, a tenth as likely to commit a crime as a police officer who are, you know, and remember, police officers probably don't get convicted of all the crimes they do because, I don't know, I've seen them roll through street signs, through stop signs.
It's more the murder than the running a stop sign that I'm worried about.
Not my concern. I'm just saying that I'm guessing that they have a professional relationship with those who might arrest you for that. But police officers are a hundredth as likely to be convicted of a felony as a regular person. So, therefore, you have the concealed carry permit holders at a thousandth of the rate of a normal person. So, I'm pretty confident that those people are fine.
Well, I think the biggest problem is what can you simplify a person to? Now, when you have a police officer, you can, in your mind, simplify them to they will follow the law, they will follow the police code of conduct, so on and so forth. It might not be an accurate picture, but you're able to simplify them. Now, if it's just a random person, you have nothing in your head that you can simplify them down to. You don't know what they're capable of.
And if there's only one person, like, if somehow... it's a rule of physics that only one person can have a gun. Maybe that's a concern. But if enough people have guns, I mean, it's like nukes. If countries that have nukes don't tend to go to war with each other, if enough of people have guns, they'll quit doing what the personal version of war is and quit fighting it out in the streets and in the aisles because, yeah, they can shoot you, but they know you can shoot them or, you know, maybe... 8 out of 10 people can, or whatever the case is.
Well, and
let's give Andrew a chance to jump in here. Andrew?
Yeah, Well, the thing about Democrats, I don't think there's any way to convince these people about freedom. Like, just in 2017, remember at that California college, Ann Coulter and that Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah.
They canceled both of their things. They broke windows. They started throwing. Anything that challenges their ideology.
I don't know if I would call those people Democrats. I would call those radical leftists. But nonetheless, Andrew, here's the challenge I'm giving everybody today. Say something that you agree with that the Democrats believe. No? Nothing? Well, I like the idea that the gay folks can get married now. I mean, you know, if I can contract to live with somebody and share my life, then they should be able to, too. There you go. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are launching a probe. They want to investigate the firing by the Trump administration of Jeffrey Berman, a prosecutor for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. Congressman Adam Schiff tells NBC's Meet the Press he hopes that Berman will testify before Congress.
I certainly hope that he will come and testify before Congress, and I know Chairman Nadler intends to investigate this, and he should. It's, I think the most disastrous management of the Justice Department in modern memory.
Berman was responsible for putting President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, behind bars. He was looking to do the same with his current attorney, Rudy Giuliani. According to a letter by Barr, Berman's current deputy, Audrey Strauss, will become the acting U.S. attorney. This is USA Radio News. Minneapolis police continue to investigate an overnight shooting that left one man dead and 11 people wounded in a trendy nightlife area.
We need more resources in front of home by here. Huge crowd, more victims. 618, I have three gunshot victims outside of 2939 Hennepin.
Lake 173, we're getting a report of two more shooting victims in the alley and nobody's with them.
So far, there are no suspects. In Syracuse, there was a shooting at a large birthday party on Saturday night, which injured 9 people, including a 17-year-old boy who was in critical condition. A stabbing spree that killed 3 people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. 3 other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reading, just 40 miles west of London. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about, well, whatever you want. It's going to be the final segment of Free Talk Live. I have an interview with Dr. Ben Powell coming up here in the final segment about the national debt. We actually were talking about that earlier in the show. And he, an economist at Texas Tech, contends that the rise in the national debt is something that people should be concerned with, because nobody seems to be concerned with it right now. So that's coming. The number, 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com. If you don't know anything about cryptocurrencies, it's the best place to start. And you go get the tab there. Click on the tab that says Getting Started. If you know lots about cryptocurrencies, go to news.bitcoin.com. Sign up for their daily newsletter for the news about cryptocurrency, because they've got a great staff in their newsroom. It's news.bitcoin.com. Want to thank Arno Steckler, who is a gold amplifier. If you want to be an amplifier and you want to support what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is allow anyone to call in about anything, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, if you want to support what we do here and allow anyone but James in Arizona to call in and talk about anything, well, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Adam calling in from Pennsylvania. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, boys, I loved it. It's now on SNL. I didn't know LRN had a Sunday Night Live now, and it's back.
What's back?
Isn't it fitting that her friend's name is Bobby? Which one gave birth to their child?
Whose child, Bobby, friend, what?
It's Mel.
Yes.
What is that thing you're looking at right across from the table?
Oh, my goodness.
Right across from the
table? Is this James from Arizona? You little trickster.
Creatures that lie, die, and go to hell. And you should be shot in the head by a cop with a shiny badge.
I should.
Explosive gun. Yeah,
that's
you're
nice.
A total
an
POS.
Explosive gun, so
and
that
you're
would
do everything
the,
I
would kill
this
shooter,
hey,
too.
You fat, ugly pig. Shut your...
Oh, my gosh. Hey, be nice. Behave yourself. You represent the Catholic Church and the Republican Party very badly, James.
So edifying. I mean, you've really helped a lot of people today.
Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
This boring call is for James.
Listen, well, don't make it extra boring, please.
Okay, well, let me do my boring ad. KENN, beautiful FC New Mexico, home of the car dealerships that do not fulfill their obligations to their customers. So Father's Day, that's today, right?
That's today, so I've been told.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a happy
a
Father's Day text.
Huh. This the United States really doesn't exist anymore. If you look at what it was the day after it was a brand new country, and what it is today, it's not the same country at all. You couldn't argue that it's even the same country. It somehow but somewhere in that time frame from then till now, it was taken over. It's already gone. It's a matter of if you want it back. By people with money and power.
Okay.
All the shysters that all of us.
The evidence is pretty strong. So Princeton University, there was some study that came out that basically said the United States government more closely represents an oligarchy than it does a democracy.
Exactly.
Or a republic, for that matter. I mean,
it's just flat out gone. It doesn't even have to be discussed in any terms whatsoever anymore. It just does not exist, the United States. It just does not. And you know, obviously I got thinking about this because, you know, I haven't seen my kids in 12 years because they were trafficked by this country and done so illegally. And they destroyed my life on that level. They destroyed my life in certain respects on a professional level, you know, far lesser than that. And also on property levels, was in court over a house that I owned, that I ended up just walking away from rather than dealing with it. And so this country is just, you know, it's not what it was, and it's screwed me over. You know, this is strike three for them, and it was the most significant. Oh, and I'm not alone. You know, if anybody wants to go do an exercise, it'll take you 30 seconds. If you go on, for instance, Facebook is a good database to search. Go on there and search any term whatsoever that comes to your mind related to parents and children, and you'll immediately be able to find an endless list, and I mean literally thousands, you know, probably, you probably get to 10,000 before you start seeing the same names over again of people who their mission in life is the fact that their government has trafficked their children. And I mean trafficked. I mean the children went a certain direction away from that parent, whether they're a mom or a dad, and money went other directions. And so this is literal child trafficking, and you can find it in a second just by, like I said, whether you type, you know, custody or whatever you want to type, just anything that you can think of, and you can immediately find thousands of people that are suffering from this. So it's difficult for me to justify in
one's mind that you could make a person pay to take care of a child that you won't let them see. I'm not saying there's not extenuating circumstances out there where, somebody is so dangerous that they couldn't see their kids. However, if in those rare instances, it would seem to me, why would you want money from them? What's the point in going after money from somebody like that? I mean, if you're going to have a social safety net, shouldn't it be for the children of the people that are so dangerous that they can't see their parent?
Right, and there's a million variables. There's the mechanics of the trafficking are the, you know, the all the players in the court, the judge and the lawyers and the therapists, and there's a million variables, and they can manipulate those different variables. You know, it's not just good or bad. There's a million different things they can manipulate to justify their decision. So what they do is, you know, I mean, in fact, I was told that by a lawyer sitting in a courtroom. The government's own lawyer told me that, you know, he just wanted to warn me. He said, you know, generally these things don't go the way that normal people think they should. The judge, he just flat out said this. He says the judge decides ahead of time what he or she wants to happen and then manipulates the variables to justify doing that. And it doesn't matter what facts are presented in court here. It does not matter. And he turned out to be correct, and the judge sided against me. I happen to have reversed that judge's decision on appeal, which is a pretty powerful document.
That's the definition of a show trial.
What happened when you reversed the decision? What happened? I mean, did you get to see the kids? So the idea that you can't see your children is insane to me.
Yeah, well, you would think so because the final, you know, in a multi-page decision, 10, 12 pages, but the last paragraph sums it up. And in the last paragraph, it says that basically it says, you know, in a couple sentences that Judge Monica Zamora, you were wrong and we're reversing your decision and we are remanding this issue back to the Children's Court and Judge John J. Romero Jr., you should act appropriately. Now that Mr. Olson has proved that the judge screwed him over. And that's the last that ever happened. And Judge John J. Romero Jr. never gave me any communication with my children after that, which would have been, quote unquote, the appropriate thing to do. So,
appeal?
Didn't you make a motion?
Oh, that was many, many years ago. That was like 6, 7, 8 years ago now. And I fought
it not being what it was, and a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah, I mean, Father's Day isn't so happy for everybody. I just want people to remember there are those out there that are separated from their kids, and it's sad. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. It's been Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! All right, great to be in West Texas.
In my opinion, one of the premier economists in the nation and world, and that's why people should listen to this particular conversation about national debt. But in order to cement this, you've been on television, radio many, many, many times with all kinds of different organizations having to do with your books. I believe the most recent one is An Ode to Alcoholism, As You Drink Your Way Through the World and How That Affects the Economy.
It was a hell of a project. It was socialism sucks, two economists drink their way through the unfree world. Kind of Anthony Bourdain meets Milton Friedman style book.
And it's glorious. I mean, just totally worth picking up over at Amazon. If you have not, if you haven't heard of this, take my recommendation. It is well worth the time and energy. Can you rattle off some other books for me so that, because this is the one that sticks in my mind, but again, probably not your most academic work.
Definitely not the most academic, but definitely the one where I combine my hobby and my economics the most. Out of Poverty, Sweatshops and the Global Economy is out, and the new one that I just finished, it's not released yet, is called Rich.
$20 trillion, and I have predicted that the national debt will be, I'm guessing, $40 trillion. I'm willing to say over $30 trillion at the end of 8 years, presuming, you know, I don't know how things are going to go, whether Trump gets reelected or not. I wouldn't care to speculate. We are now at $26 trillion and climbing fast right now. The debt went up greatly during this COVID thing, and now people are talking about extra spending that's going to help people based on, you know, whatever their economic status is, whatever the situation is. Spending is sky high. Debt is going up. How important is this?
I think it's hugely important, Mark. And you'll be surprised and maybe not pleased to know that Mark Edge and the International Monetary Fund agree. the latest prediction I saw out of the IMF was not by the end of 8 years of Trump potentially, but by the end of this year, they're forecasting that the debt to GDP ratio in the United States will be 131%. Mm. So 131% debt relative to the size of our economy. This is massive. I mean, just a year ago, 2019, it was still bad, but 109%. Part of this, of course, is economic contraction, but a lot of it's this explosive spending that we're seeing that really has little to do with the crisis, a whole bunch of it. And a lot of it's a bad idea anyway. But this is going to be a drag on our economy for years to come, if not a crisis.
So it is a big problem. Now, Milton Friedman said something to the effect that at least one quote I heard one time was basically like, debt, schmet, you know, who cares? It's not that big of a deal. Can you tell me the context of that quote or if he's just wrong?
Well, it depends what the level of the debt was and what your overall economy looks like. And, of course, Milton Friedman hasn't been with us for more than a decade, and you just talked about how those numbers exploded since then. But, you know, when you think about debt as a proportion of the economy, if the economy is growing strong, it's easier for the government to pay it back. When you're getting up to 131% of GDP, that's an awful lot to pay back and require an awful lot of growth. And while the economy was strong before this COVID crisis, I don't expect an immediate bounce back afterwards. I think it would be really hard to grow at a rate that will trivialize this. Instead, what I think is scary is how the government might deal with it. I mean, we're looking at World War II levels of debt relative to the size of our economy. And after World War II, what we saw was levels of financial oppression in order to help manage the interest on it, where the Fed and the Treasury coordinate to soak up some of the government bonds, but also where they put regulations in that basically encourage or force private parties to own more government debt in order to help keep the interest rates down. And we could see them doing stuff like that. I don't think we'll see the type of inflation that would make it go away. I think to some extent governments have learned a little bit of their lesson about inflation in the post-war years. But also just the way modern debt is handled and so much is indexed to inflation, it makes it a lot harder to simply inflate it away the way they did in the past.
Right. I mean, in World War II, they told people to buy war bonds, and then that was a loan to the United States government. They don't do that anymore. I haven't seen an ad for bonds in years and years and years, and it's because of the decoupling of the dollar from gold and silver. They don't need us to lend them money, but it also changes the whole landscape, making this completely unprecedented. These are unprecedented levels of debt in so much as the monetary system has changed dramatically since 1945, and we really can't say what this is going to do. It can't, but I got this. Here's my prediction. It ain't good.
I'm with you there that it ain't good. I mean, the options, right, when debt gets big, like either they have to drastically cut spending, drastically raise taxes, but honestly, you know, eventually you're squeezing a rock here trying to get blood out of it, because if you raise tax levels to even higher rates, they don't get as much revenue as economic activity contracts. So I don't think you're going to see them be able to pay this off with tax increases. You know, you hope that you can put in good deregulatory policies, some of which the current administration was doing prior to this crisis, that helps the economy grow faster, which grows your tax base and helps pay it off. But honestly, the political will from any party, either party, I don't think sees constraining spending as one of their goals.
I think
if the economy takes off a little bit, I think they'll just spend more money.
This seems like a problem with human nature. So the Keynesian economic theory, and Richard Nixon is quoted, you know, back in 1970 or something like that, as having said, we're all Keynesians now, meaning I think that we're all Keynesians because the government is Keynesian now, and that's the economic policy they're following. However, they're not. I don't want to besmirch old Maynard and his theory, because, you know, the United States government isn't even following that. The theory is that in times of plenty, the government contracts its spending and pulls back and pays debt and does all these things. In times of want, the government spends and spends and spends. Now, I can make all the argument in the world against the spending aspect of it, but let's leave that on the table for a second and just go for the contracting part. They don't do it. They don't see the economy as ever being good enough to pay their debts. They're always expecting... They think that the spending thing can always work, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, prior to Keynes, so first of all, I'm not a Keynesian
now,
and I'm sure you're not either, Mark. But taking on
I'm a Paulian.
God, you're the one, huh?
Here I am!
You know, what happened was what they call the old fiscal religion kind of a government balancing its budget over time went away with Keynesian economics. But when the politicians who say that they want to implement Keynesianism, you're absolutely right. They don't lower spending when times are good. It's a bad way to manage your macroeconomy anyway. But be that as it may, the political incentives never align to do that. The political incentives tell those in office now to spend now because it's popular, kick the payments down the road as much as you can, because you know what? You're not going to be the one who suffers the consequences later. And that's the type of reckless behavior we see out of both parties. It doesn't matter. Big government Bush, big government Obama, big spender Trump. They're all guilty of this. It's more a matter of which interest groups get the handouts rather than what the total spending is.
Do you have a solution for us? I mean, as outlandish as it seems that the United States government is going to listen to you or I, get a solution?
Well, in terms of the current situation, stop spending and trying to stimulate. You can't stimulate an economy that you've ordered shut down. Instead, take your jackboot off our throats and allow people to go about normal economic activity and open up things in this country. That'll get you on a path started forward. It doesn't solve the debt problem that's been done, but it'll at least allow us to start recovering. Although COVID's still here and people are still going to have contracted economic activity, even without government rules, so it's not going to be a real fast pass.
How can people find out more from you? Where do you put your blogs? All that good stuff.
The Free Market Institute at Texas Tech is fmi.ttu.edu, or you can Google Socialism Sucks and find it on Amazon, and that's a better way to hang out with me for a couple beers.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.